Many hillsides in the Central and South Coast are covered with lush green and yellow flowers. Even some of the land stripped bare by the recent Thomas Hill and Woolsey fires looks like it's been revived with the help of a strong rainfall season. But pretty as they are, these plants aren't what you think. They're invasive weeds, threatening native plants.
Black mustard is an annual plant that is not native to California. It was introduced by the Spaniards as a spice crop, and it spread prolifically, especially on the coast of California, but it's present in almost all the counties in California except for the deserts and really high elevation. It occurs in every state in the U.S. except for Alaska.
Dr. Heather Schneider is a rare plant biologist with the Santa Barbara Botanic Garden.
Part of what makes them so striking is that they're very large plants. These things can get to be 6 feet tall or more, and they produce tons of those yellow flowers that are so photogenic. But that means that they also produce lots of seed. And so the Brassica nigra black mustard is really good at competing with native plants for space, for light, for water.
Schneider says not only can the mustard take over land, it can literally push out other plants.
They also have some special tools in their arsenal that make it harder for other plants to grow once black mustard has moved into the system. They secrete chemicals into the soil that inhibit the germination and growth of other plants.
The invader is so widespread that eradicating it isn't practical. You can pull the mustard by hand, but that's too labor-intensive. Chemical treatment won't work because it would kill other plants as well. One of the areas in the region where the invasive black mustard poses an especially big concern is the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. The park is home to a number of rare species of native plants.
We can control it in areas where it's threatening sensitive habitat on a more local level, where it's maybe threatening a sensitive species, but on a larger scale, it's pretty impractical, the idea that we'd be able to actually eradicate it.
Joey Algiers is a restoration ecologist with the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. Nearly 90% of the land in the recreation area burned in the Woolsey Fire. He says they're trying to fight the invasive mustard in specific areas in the wake of the blaze.
We'll be visiting over 400 locations in the mountains that are considered to be sensitive habitat or where there are sensitive species. If we do see the mustard encroaching in those areas, then we will make efforts to control it.
Algiers says in burn areas, there's a competition of sorts between the mustard and native plants. The mustard is better at establishing itself quickly post-fire.
The invasive often ends up being the more aggressive competitor.
Heather Schneider with the Santa Barbara Botanic Garden.
Unlike a lot of our invasive annual grasses that are also widespread invaders across California, the Brassica nigra has really long-lived seeds. The seeds, when they're buried deeply in the soil, can live for 40 or 50 years. As soon as fire moves through and clears the area, it creates the perfect opportunity for this plant to either move in from adjacent areas or to germinate from the seed bank.
The black mustard isn't the only problem. It's one of a number of non-native plant invaders on the Central and South Coasts.
Red brome, ripgut brome, ranchers will know those well. They're really not great for cattle. We have an invasive bunch grass called velt grass, but at least what's painting the hillsides for now is really this black mustard.
Joey Algiers with the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area says there's actually a long list of non-native plants which create issues in the park.
We have probably a little over 300 non-native plants in the Santa Monica Mountains, and over 100 of those are considered invasive, meaning they're spreading and we're concerned about them, that they have the ability to cause harm or they are clearly are causing harm.
But Heather Schneider with the Santa Barbara Botanic Garden says it isn't all bad news. The conditions which have helped the invasive plants also created a spectacular spring for native plants.
We're seeing not just the common things that we expect, but we're seeing some unique plants like fire followers coming up in the burn areas, the Ojai fritillary, that's a rare lily. Out on the Channel Islands, we've been seeing lots of rare plants.
And while the superbloom story has faded from the headlines, there's still some spectacular flower viewing left, and that's expected to continue for weeks, especially at higher elevations. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.